Well, joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. Thanks again for having me on this week. I appreciate it.
So, first of all, even though COVID is no longer a health emergency, what's the latest in the city right now in regards to COVID?
Yeah, I mean, again, yesterday, again, was the end of the pandemic, the 11th of May, which was a long time coming. It was a great day. But, you know, our counts are 536 loss of life. So we have lost 536 residents to the pandemic. We've had zero deaths within the last month, which is phenomenal. Total cases overall, 34,493, 20 active current cases. But I was with Dr. Herman yesterday, and the end of the pandemic was milestones for us. But also, when you look at the categories, again, they're all the color categories over the pandemic. We're in the gray. We've never been in gray. Abington and Avon and Bridgewater and East Bridgewater and Easton and Holbrook and Stoughton and Whitman and West Bridgewater is in gray as well. So kind of a good way to conclude the pandemic. And, again, we're going to continue to work with folks that may or may not have been vaccinated or haven't gotten their boosters. But, again, it's a long time coming, Dan. I want to thank you because you've been really great working to get the message out during the entire pandemic.
And we're happy to do that, Mr. Mayor. Now, speaking of medical issues, that brings me to Brockton Hospital. What's the latest there?
I was on a call this morning with the CEO, Bob Haffey. I was also on a call with the folks from Boston Medical Center that are really working with behavioral mental health patients as well. So, again, the status quo, you know, they're moving forward. The goal is to get it up running 100% in the near future. They're going to do it in phases. So it looks like they're going to be able to have a component of the operating room up and going in June. And the goal is to bring the ER back at full service, you know, later in this calendar year. So, you know, Mr. Haffey was just down in Washington, D.C. He told me, meeting with Congressman Lynch and the U.S. Senators as well. And, you know, we're going to continue to work with Good Sam because they're getting an influx of patients and Neighborhood Health Center. But, you know, it is kind of status quo right now. They're working diligently with the city and all the different private vendors to get the materials in stock as soon as possible, Dan.
And, of course, now this is the month of May, which means summer is right around the corner. Is the city gearing up with summer activities?
Yeah, we are. I mean, it's awesome. We're doing our summer program again after dark at Brockton High School, a lot of sports and drama. And you know, it's just really a lot of artistic endeavors there, working with Boys and Girls Club, working with the YMCA. Again, we are closing for this year the Eastside Pool, the Cosgrove Pool, because we're spending a lot of ARPA money to repurpose it, refinish it, remodel it, re-engage it. So the Manning Pool, which is behind Brockton High School, is going to be open. And, you know, we are going to be able to provide youth opportunities that want to work, like some job opportunities this summer as well for youth as well. Brockton Rocks Baseball is looking to hire some folks as well to do some concessions and work up there. So, you know, it's all hands on deck. And as a dad of three kids, I want to keep the kids active and busy this summer, and that's my goal.
And, of course, you mentioned the Brockton Rocks. It's summer baseball, and baseball in Brockton is the Rocks.
Yeah, I mean, and the great thing is I was able to throw out the first pitch for Massasoit Community College. They had their first baseball game up at Rock Stadium at Campanelli Stadium the other day, and the Brockton Rocks will be opening up on the 25th of May, and you know, it's really awesome. We're spending a lot of money up there right now to really put a really good product on the field, but also we want the experience to be a really walk-away, family-friendly. General manager is great. The ownership is great. You know, we're going to continue to utilize that for Brockton High School baseball as well, but it's a city asset, and I'm excited to have baseball back up there this summer.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. And if you're a mother out there, have a great Mother's Day on Sunday. Be well. Thank you.
Thank you.